Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. This is the 1,000th episode of God Is. And I'm glad you've joined me as we end this week together celebrating what God has done in and through this radio and podcast ministry. I find that birthdays are excellent occasions in which to look up to our God and to give Him thanks and praise for what He is doing in our lives. And that is no different for a ministry when that ministry hits a milestone. Let me again assure you of this truth. Without the Trinitarian God, God Is would not exist. And you might think, well, talking about stating the obvious, Swallow, if you name the ministry God Is, then surely without God you have no ministry. True. And yet it is easy for Christians to lose sight of the one to whom all our work is dedicated. Too often ministers and ministries get self-focused and begin, subtly at first, to think, hey, this is us. We're doing this. We're being successful with or without the presence and power of the Lord. So milestones become an opportunity to celebrate a personality. The preacher becomes more popular than God? I have said this before, and so I call us back to this again today. God is not about me. It is not even about you. This is all about God. So let us join together and give Him our worship. Psalm 145 begins, I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. This is one of my favorite psalms of praise. Indeed, friends, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Please join me in prayer. O great God, you alone are worthy to be praised. Thank you for giving us this time each weekday to focus on you as we meditate upon your word to us. Thank you so much for the Bible, which is your holy, inspired, without error in the original manuscripts and infallible word. Thank you that you speak to us and you always speak through the Bible. Thank you for the honor and the privilege of serving you alongside my brothers and sisters in Christ. I pray that God Is will always honor you. Please use this ministry to draw people to you. Lead us, guide us, correct us, show us your way, all to the praise and honor and glory of your name. Lord, you know one of my favorite hymns is Speak, O Lord. The lyrics are these, and I pray them to you now. Speak, O Lord, as we come to you to receive the food of your holy word. Take your truth, plant it deep in us, shape and fashion us in your likeness, that the light of Christ might be seen today in our acts of love and our deeds of faith. Speak, O Lord, and fulfill in us all your purposes for your glory. Teach us, Lord, full obedience, holy reverence, true humility. Test our thoughts and our attitudes in the radiance of your purity. Cause our faith to rise. Cause our eyes to see your majestic love and authority. Words of power that can never fail, let their truth prevail over unbelief. Speak, O Lord, and renew our minds. Help us grasp the heights of your plans for us. Truths unchanged from the dawn of time that will echo down through eternity. And by grace we'll stand on your promises, and by faith we'll walk as you walk with us. Speak, O Lord, till your church is built and the earth is filled with your glory. I pray all of this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The truth is, I always feel so inadequate, friends, to speak on behalf of the Lord. Who am I that he should call me to do this? I promise you, I am not worthy. I am a sinner through and through. If it were not for the grace of God in my life, I do not know where I would be except in dark despair. At the same time, I have been saved by Jesus Christ, and I thank him every day for so great a salvation. He's rescued me from my sin. And for this responsibility entrusted to me to teach you the Word of God, I can only do it through the power of the Holy Spirit who strengthens me. The Apostle Paul said to Timothy, "I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, preach the Word." And that is exactly what I try to do every day. Because we want to know God, I pray the Bible is the focus here, nothing more or less. And I hope that's why you come and listen there at your radio, and or why you download and listen to this podcast. And my heart's desire for you is to know God, to love Christ, and to be an integral part of the kingdom of God, both now and for all eternity. I pray for you, and I trust that you will pray for me. Preparing for each weekday is not easy. It actually takes a lot of work. It really does. I've pastored churches and preached every Sunday for years, and I can tell you doing God is, well, it's harder than preaching one sermon once a week, but it is also very fulfilling. I do this with joy. I do not want to do anything else with my life. On the occasion of this 1,000th episode, I thought I would speak briefly about two more things before our time ends. First, a little history of how God Is began. And second, I want to invite your involvement, some things you can do beyond listening. The very first radio broadcast of God Is was aired on October 31st, 2017. This aired on a Christian radio station in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Since then, we have expanded to multiple radio stations in various parts of the United States. We are on literally coast to coast. We would like to be on more stations, but as you well know, we do not raise money, and it takes a lot of money to be on radio. I do not ask you to support this ministry financially. Some of you who are very generous have sent cash donations anyway. And as I tell you in my letters to you, every penny of what you send in is used to pay our radio bills. Thank you. As of now, my wife and I are happy to fund the rest because we see this as a way to steward our financial resources for Christ and His kingdom. So we remain on many fine stations. We still believe in radio to reach people with the truth about God. Then, over the course of time, we developed the God Is website and the God Is podcast. And I know many of you do not listen by radio, but only to the podcast. That's great. It takes almost 4 years. This October 31st will be 4 years to the date to reach 1,000 episodes, and today is that day. I find this almost impossible to believe, but the days add up, and before we know it, here we are. Over these years, God has been good to us, and I'm delighted to see how this has grown. So as we move forward on Monday with episode number 1001, how can you get involved beyond listening? Here are a few ways, and I hope you will consider jumping in and participating. First and foremost, pray. And let me know you are praying, because I can inform your prayers with specific requests. Just as I quoted earlier from the song, "Plead with the Lord to speak to all who will listen, until his church is built and the earth is filled with his glory. From wherever you are, if you are a Christian, then you know this is an evil world. The true pandemic is sin. God is not being honored. Satan is having the time of his very limited life. We live in pagan, godless cultures and societies, and yet we know that God is sovereign. He reigns and he rules, and he's called us to pray and to ask for the renewal of his people and the spiritual revival of his world. So let's seek him together. Ask the Lord to use ministries like this one for his purposes. Please pray. Second, tell others about God is. If someone you know can be by the radio at this time on this station, let them know. Share the God Is podcast. Share a link to the God Is website, godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. That is where the free podcasts are. If you have a question about this, email me or send your letter today. Speaking of which, do write to me. I love hearing from you. So send me a short note and tell me you listen. This will be a big encouragement. By email, mark@godisministry.org, and by mail, God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And fourth, like and follow and share our Facebook and Instagram pages with others. On Facebook and Instagram, look for God Is Podcast. That's God Is Podcast. Remember to like, follow, leave a comment, and share these pages with others. These are some ways you can get more involved. I hope that you will. Thank you for joining me on this special occasion, 1,000 episodes and counting. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. Join together with all of us again on Monday as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.